Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. CJ Evolution, episode 52, that's right, 52. Patrick here, thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Hey, I wanted to let everybody know about my brand new website a friend worked on for me, and it's live right now. You can head over to cjevolution.net and let me know what you think. All the podcasts are going to be pushed to this website, and I'm very excited about it and a lot of good information on there. You can also sign up for my email list. I sure would appreciate it. So again, cjevolution.net, and I hope you enjoy it. I wanted to talk about one of my favorite authors from a long time ago, Jeffrey Gitomer. If you've ever heard of Jeffrey Gitomer, he came out with a book called The Little Black Book of Connections, 6.5 Assets for Networking Your Way to Rich Relationships. And it's a book, great book, that came out in 2006. But I was looking over this book a couple days ago, and there really is some fantastic information. I haven't looked over it in a while, but I wanted to share Jeffrey's 17 and a half strategies, guidelines, and rules of connecting. And I'm quoting this from Jeffrey's book of the little book, Little Black Book of Connection. So it's a great book. Check it out. So number one, be friendly first and everything else falls into place. Friendly breeds likability and trust. This is very applicable in law enforcement, in criminal justice. People do business with people they like and they trust. The twin of friendly is smiley. I had an issue with this years ago where I didn't smile a lot because I was conditioned in the military. I just got out and I went pretty much into law enforcement. I had to learn how to smile a lot. So here's an interesting stat. People who smile are 100 times more attractive than people who don't. Maybe you knew that. Maybe you didn't. Smiling not only sets the tone for others, it's the reflection you give them about who you are and how you think. How friendly are you? How easy it is for you to make friends. So that's number one. Number two, project your self-image in a way that breeds confidence in others. Your handshake is an indicator of self-image. Nothing irks me more than when I shake somebody's hand, especially a guy, and they get this limp handshake. Come on, be firm with it. That's going to express confidence. So your handshake is an indicator. So is your dress. Everything from your hair to your shoes is an indicator of how you are or who you are and what your style may be or not be. You want to project that image that gives a great first impression. And even though first impressions are not always correct, they are the ones that stick in the mind of others until corrected. So number three, your ability to look somebody in the eye as you speak to them is a telltale sign of your own self-respect. You ever meet that person who doesn't look you in the eye? They're talking to you, but they're kind of looking away. Make eye contact. It's not only a display of confidence, it's a display of truth and display of respect for the other person. Do you find it easy to make eye contact? Do you find it a sign of weakness when others do not make eye contact with you? Again, I think it's very important. Number four, your consistent positive attitude will breed positive responses and positive results. Everyone knows it's important to have a positive attitude. Very few people understand how important a role it plays in the way you communicate and the way you are perceived by others. Without a positive attitude, folks, your words become cynical and slanted. Without a positive attitude, your demeanor becomes borderline and unacceptable. Positive attitude needs to be there all the time in the background as fuel to run your engine of life without toxic emissions. A great analogy. But of course, we all know that you have bad days, right? And it's not to say that you have to be, you know, roses and sunshine every day of the week, especially in law enforcement and criminal justice. But, you know, you got to have that positive attitude. It is so important. So number five, no connection is made without some form of risk. Dare yourself. Accept the dare and take the risk to make the connection. My philosophy of no risk, no nothing, this talking about Jeffrey's philosophy, is most evident in making connections. You can lower your risk tolerance and risk barrier by being prepared, having the self-confidence and projecting the image to take a short walk out of a thick limb to make the next connection. Number six, 90% of success is showing up. We've probably heard that before, some of us. It's a quote made famous by the great actor Woody Allen. He almost had it right, according to Jeffrey. The principle 90% of success is showing up prepared. Preparation is the key to success. Luckily for you, most people are either underprepared or unprepared. There's no such thing as being overprepared. And Jeffrey has a caution here. Preparation requires work, homework. Before hours and hours work, if you are looking to connect, preparation is not the best way. Preparation is the only way. When you show up to a networking event, how prepared are you? When you go to some kind of connection meeting, your business or social, how prepared are you? The less focus, number seven, the less focus on your motive to meet, the more likely it is your connection will be successful. The less you focus on your motive to meet, the more likely it is that your connection will be successful. Most people trying to connect have some sort of motive or need. Jeffrey says that's okay, depending upon when you make the risk. In my opinion, it should be later than sooner. First, seek friendship and acceptance. In other words, drop your agenda and focus on connecting, not extracting. You ever met somebody, folks, either in law enforcement or your other life outside of law enforcement, and you meet them and it's all about them? You know, you need to, because most of us do other things on the side, you need to make it about, you know, not about so much about you. You need to make it about the other person. That's a great way to connect. So number eight, take a genuine interest in other people before you ask them to take a genuine interest in you. I just said that. Number nine, the sooner you can find something in common with another guy, the sooner all barriers will disappear. Do your homework. The link is not the secret. Find common ground and you'll always have something to talk about. Think about the closest friends and the closest connections you have made throughout your life. You know, Jeffrey says he'll guarantee you that the foundation is filled with things you have in common. Are you willing to devote the time it takes to uncover things that you may have in common with a prime connection? Number 10, the higher up the ladder you go, the more cautious people will be of your advances. Everyone wants to make powerful connections. The bigger question is, do the powerful people want to make a connection with you? That depends on value, engagement, and interest that you generate. In general, people with wealth are in no hurry to make big decisions. Don't you be either. Build confidence and build trust by going slower than you think you should. Are you trying for higher level connections? Are they responding in a favorable way? Number 11, your projected image will also determine your ability to make a real connection. It's not class, it's first class. An image leads to reputation. How are people referring to you behind your back? Number 12, people judge you by every action you take. Those of us in criminal justice know that firsthand. They keep mental bookmarks about the promises you make and how you fulfilled them. You must always give a first-class performance. You can't just look first-class. You got to take first-class action and do everything in a first-class way. Number 13, provide value. In order to build a solid connection, there must be a value connection exchange. One-sided connections are short-lived. Value-based connections are built to last. Do you always provide as much value as you expect to get? And this applies, folks, directly to law enforcement and criminal justice. Number 14, transferring your image with excellent communication skills. Connecting is about engaging in a powerful way that connects your message, be delivered in an actual way. How good are you at making your message compelling enough to act on? Number 15, staying in touch is more important and more valuable than making the initial connection. A weekly tip or tidbit of useful information sent to every customer every week. Do you provide value? Do you provide a value message to every customer every week? This is in the book right now, number 15 talks about setting up a weekly e-sign or an email list and sending out messages. We could probably do that in law enforcement through social media, but are you providing value in every message? For those of you who use social media out there in criminal justice, it's really about value. Are you providing value to your viewers? Number 16, since you don't know what a day of powerful connection will be made, you must read every day. It's not just a matter of 100% focus. It's also a matter of paying attention to your surroundings. Do you make new connections every day? In law enforcement, we should be. 17, your present reputation determines your future fate. I really like this one. Whatever your reputation is today determines the near future of your success. And reputation is a continuous building process. How would you define your present reputation? Folks, this is so important in law enforcement and in criminal justice. Our reputation needs to be good. Not that we're not human and we don't make mistakes, but our reputation is a lot. And number 17.5, be yourself. Talk real, act real, be real, and you will find that others will do the same in return. In the classic Dale Carnegie, one of my favorites, How to Win Friends and Influence People, the underlying theme is be yourself. How real are you to others, and how real are you to yourself? There are several reasons for being yourself. First, it's the most comfortable feeling you can give yourself. Second, it's obvious when you project it. It shows that you are relaxed with it and confident with it. Third, it's always repeatable. It allows you to be consistent in all your communications with all your connections. And finally, it's the best and most honest way to act. It creates an atmosphere for open dialogue and honest communication. It's up to you to make that connection. Folks, I hope you're having a fantastic evening this Sunday. If you like what I just read you, again, it's Jeffrey Gittimer's Little Black Book of Connections, 6.5 Assets for Networking Your Way to Rich Relationships. Like I said, I read this book years ago. As a matter of fact, there's an inscription here. I bought this book September of 2006, and it's been up on my shelf. I was looking at it a couple days. I pulled it down. I started reading it again. I will link up again the book again, so everybody, if they're interested in it, can look it up and buy it. It's a great read. So, and again, if you would do me a favor, head over to my new website and let me know what you think. Send me a tweet, send me a text, send me an email. You can send me a great email if you sign up for my email list. Thank you. And let me know what you think. If you like it, if you don't like it, I would just let me know. I sure would appreciate it. Head over to iTunes, folks, if you can, and rate and review my podcast. Again, I sure would appreciate it. So with that, I hope everybody is having a fantastic Sunday. A lot of good things coming in this future. I'm excited, and I am glad that you are here with me, everybody. Take care, and I will talk with you soon. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.